CliffCentral.com.
Let's go to Sean Sanders, because that at least is sensible discussion and we can get to the facts. I mean, this is all just opinion, right? Sean is the co-founder of Revix, and he is ready this morning, bright and early, to help us navigate our way through a pretty crazy week of developments in the world of cryptocurrency. So Sean is here, and good morning, Sean. How are you doing, bro?
Morning, Gareth. I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, fantastic. Listen, everybody, the last 2 weeks have been the rockiest that we've seen crypto in this whole year so far, because really, as you said last time we spoke, it's been mostly, you know, good news. It's been mostly up and up and up, and now suddenly we've hit what always happens, what's almost predictable in the market. But this is for some people very scary, because maybe they only started investing in crypto this year because they get excited about how other people were making lots of money. So just talk us out of our suicidal minds at the moment and just remind us of how these things work and what's behind all of this.
We can continue with the dating analogy that you guys were talking about earlier, right? So Sears love life. Let's go through that, right?
Oh,
so it's amazing for the first while, and it's been amazing for the last year and a bit. Actually, it's been amazing since, I guess, crypto launched. But over the last few months, I mean, you have seen a pullback from $64,000 for Bitcoin, and that's a 40% pullback, right? I mean, that is gut-wrenching stuff.
Yeah.
But what I think, you know, I said this last week as well, is, you know, this has happened so many times before. In fact, you've had over four pullbacks since 2010 for Bitcoin that has been over 80%. So it's not completely unprecedented. I mean, when I first got into the crypto space, this was literally a normal day. Like seeing a huge, you know, double-digit move, it was completely normal. But I've got to say, you know, the last 2 weeks in particular have been very volatile. And it just kind of goes to show, listen, you know, you don't want to be following the market. And maybe some as sort of an anecdotal bit of evidence there as well is, you know, we see customers making purchases and making sales, right? You see a lot of customers making purchases and sales. And it's so terrible to see when the market does pull back like this, just how many people panic sell. And that's the reason that the market's actually declining. So, I mean, I can't give you the exact figures, but sure, there was, you know, at least 10 to 15% of our customers that panic sold into this last sell-off, which means that you're selling when the market's declined, and then the market bounces back. You know, in some cases it was 20 or 30% with some cryptocurrencies, even more with others. And, you know, they've now missed out on those gains. They've locked in losses. And then for some reason, they buy back in at the top. So it's making, like, that's why we sort of say at Revix, you know, you shouldn't be looking at the shorter term movements. Don't try to trade this market. Like, you know, leave the trading to the professionals. There's a reason that professionals make money, because they make money from retail, everyday investors. Look at the long term opportunity here. That's what we've been saying since we came on the show. We're still saying that today. Don't try to trade this market. It's not there for a quick buck. It is like going to the casino. Rather look at the long term growth and opportunity here.
So, I mean, this is good advice, because people are always trying to find the perfect strategy for when things go wrong in the market. And the very worst thing you can do, there are disagreements about what the best strategy might be, but the worst thing you can do is to sell at the bottom. That's just terrible, to panic sell because things are falling down. Because just yesterday, for example, we saw it pull all the way back up to like $39,000 or even $40,000 a Bitcoin. And for many people, that's okay territory. But, you know, if you sold at like 32, and who knows, it could go down even further, Sean.
No, of course it can. I mean, remember, I think people need to understand as well that there is a lot of volatility in the crypto space. That is why you have this really big return opportunity. Yeah. You always talk about risk versus return, right? So low risk investments, like a savings account at your bank, that returns you a really low percentage per annum, right? And that's a low risk, low return investment. With cryptocurrencies, you're looking at a really high risk investment, but with a really high return potential, really high return possibility that comes with it.
Sure.
And that's what's quite exciting. A lot of people, you know, really like that. They call it an asymmetric return profile, where you can only lose 100% with a cryptocurrency or any other investment, but you can increase that, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5x. In some cases, you know, with the likes of Ethereum over the last 12 months, it's still up 9x, right? I mean, let's look at the longer term trend here. Crypto as an asset class is still a $1.5 trillion asset class, right? I mean, it's still substantially up over the last 12 months. And I think the big question we have to ask ourselves as well, has the investment thesis actually changed? Sure, you know, you've had China clamp down on cryptocurrency mining and trading and all the rest. You've seen the US, they've come out with a requirement really that for any crypto transaction over $10,000 to be reported to the tax man. Elon's been questioning Bitcoin's energy usage and how green it is. I mean, so there's a lot of events happening in the market. But on the other side of things, you've got Ray Dalio, the biggest hedge fund manager in the world, who now says that he owns some Bitcoin. You've seen no big institution actually sell out of Bitcoin. In fact, actually, there's quite a few hedge funds that have entered the space. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you've still got exactly the same narrative behind this asset class. And that's the reason that it whipsawed back, right? I mean, there's a lot of buyers on the side that are looking to get in. And that's sort of the thesis that we're still seeing at Revex, which is, you know, you've still got more demand than supply. Prices go up when there's more demand than supply over the long term.
Just out of interest, has Ethereum largely mirrored Bitcoin over this period with all these downs, or has it been slightly different? Has it behaved slightly differently?
Ethereum has been far more volatile. So if you look at Bitcoin versus every other cryptocurrency, and I'll include Ethereum in that, you sort of see Bitcoin moving, and it depends on the cryptocurrency, but a Bitcoin will move, let's say, 1%. All the other cryptos will move a greater percent than that. So they'll move 1.5, 2, 3, 4%. So it's quite an interesting market right now where you've got a lot of the smaller cryptocurrencies that are exacerbating the moves in either direction. So when the sell-off occurred this last week, and I suppose over the last 2 weeks, the sell-off from the other cryptocurrencies has been far more severe than that with Bitcoin. And then when they've obviously bounced back, they've bounced back with far greater returns. I mean, for me to look at some of the tracking apps that I use, you know, 3-4 days ago, and to see the market, you know, with some cryptocurrencies up 30% in the space of 24 hours. I mean, that's stuff that, you go back to 2015, 2016 was the last time that I really remember seeing that.
Wow. All right. So HODL, huh? Just hold tight, because we're going to see some more ups and downs, but on the long view here, this is still something that's valuable and that's interesting.
Yeah, I think, I guess a closing comment really from my side
that
is,
sounds so general,
you know, we've spoken about smart contracts from, you know, way back, talking about a smart contract cryptocurrency bundle. We've now spoken about Bitcoin. Go read up about decentralized finance. Even, you know, go and, you know, try put some, it depends which cryptocurrency you want to use, but put some Ethereum into a protocol and start earning interest. Mm-hmm. You earn interest without ever dealing with a bank. That is phenomenal. Like, this world of automated finance is coming for us, right? And I mean, it's happening right now. It's still in its nascent years. Yes. I don't think anyone understands just how big this can be. I mean, you're literally talking about disintermediating every single financial service that exists out there, insurance, brokerage platforms, big banks, you name it, right? And I think that's something that's, you know, if you just look at that small sector of the crypto space, that's huge. So I'll kind of leave it there today.
Yeah, that's plenty to think about. We're going to have to check in with you again next week, because there are lots of people who ask every week, please, if we don't have Sean to help us out, just to keep us sensible about this, then, you know, people will make bad decisions like panic sell. But you can always go and find out more by going to Revex. They're also on social media. They talk about this on their social media handles. Revex Invest, it's one word, R-E-V-I-X, Invest. That's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can sign up for free. And, you know, here's Monica, for example, who says, I agree, the worst is to panic sell. I actually bought and added to my Revex portfolio while the prices were low. So that's interesting. And then a completely unrelated comment from Monica. She says, Sean, your skincare routine is really working for you. Your skin is perfect. So there we go.
There's always a comment on looks here. You know, I feel so objectified. Oh, my word. No, yeah. Thank you, Monica.
You're like those supermodels who always complain about how objectified they are, Sean. Please don't do that here on the show.
It's the lighting. Yeah. You can actually see that little, what's it called? The magic light that's actually just lighting me up.
Yeah. Just right. That. Well, teach the rest of us how. Leanne, here's a suggestion for you from Corona's Boring, who says, maybe you can ask Sean to be your date when you go and see your in-laws, your ex-in-laws, because then they'll be really impressed that you're, you know, you're dating someone.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, gosh.
All right.
I don't know if I would subject anyone to it. Only Sia, because he's so anti it.
if the Bitcoin price does drop to horrible levels, let's say 27 or something, then people are saying the only way that they'll reinvest is if you do this shirtless. So we might have to think about that. If things get really out of control.
Shame, Sean. Sorry.
No, he's used to that. Okay. Please, he used to be paid for it. Don't feel sorry for him. I've never been paid for anything.
Yeah, once upon a time, I did do a bit of acting and modeling, right? Yeah, back in my youth, when my skincare routine was actually good.
All right. So you better hope, Sean Sanders, not just because of the value of your own portfolio and because you guys are a crypto business, but you better hope it doesn't drop to 27, otherwise you're going to end up shirtless on the show. Deal.
I don't never say never. I don't think all this right. is dropping to $27,000, but let's
see. I'm certainly hoping that too. All right, we'll check in with you soon. Thanks, dude. Good to see you.
Great stuff, guys. Have a good rest of the day. Take care.
Cheers, Sean. You can go to revix.com to find out more ad funds and select the bundle of your choice for more. CliffCentral.com.